April 25, 1981. Around 500 people gather in a small park, preparing to march in Sydney's Anzac Parade under the banner reading, "In memory of all women of all countries raped in all wars." Yet before reaching the parade itself, the group is met by some 70 police who block their access. The women sit down in the middle of the street, at which point arrests begin. 61 women are taken into custody. If the founding of the national consciousness is said to rest upon a legend of mateship, sacrifice and courage demonstrated on the shores of Anzac Cove, what place is afforded women in such a nation's psyche? Inappropriate or not, the March of the Women Against Rape and the reaction that followed demonstrated the Anzac legend as largely the property of a boys' club that inadvertently disenfranchised half the population from an equal part in their nation's founding identity. The women marching in 1981 took great pains to use their protest as a dignified reminder of the forgotten victims of war, women, who had their own stories of mateship, courage and sacrifice. The view of women as playing what was termed an auxiliary role in support of the true male heroes belongs to an older time and not to a nation where men and women are regarded as equals. Just as the remembrance of the fallen at Gallipoli does not seek to demise the Turks, the protest of the women of 1981 was not about the demoralisation of men. The Women Against Rape March rather points the way to recognise the often absent role and suffering of women in combat, in order to forge a national identity that embraces all of its members. Lest we forget.